Police say 14 people are dead and as many as 14 are injured after a shooting in San Bernardino. The shooting started around 11 Pacific time this morning at the Inland Regional Center, which serves people with disabilities. One person who was there soon after was Olivia Navarro. She got word of the shooting and rushed to the scene because her daughter, Jamil, works at the center. Here she is talking about the phone call she had with her.
They were in a room locked up because there were shooters, and that she thinks they were in another building, but she wasn't positive. And then she was going to turn off the lights, and then she had to go because I don't think she wanted to get shot. So of course you're going to be quiet, and we hung up.
Joining us now from San Bernardino is Mary Plummer of member station KPCC, who is there on the scene. And Mary, can you describe where you are and what you're seeing?
Yes, I'm here just a few blocks away from the scene of the crime. I'm at an auto repair shop where the owners are staying indoors and monitoring news reports, as everyone is here right now. There's just a major police presence. Some authorities here are in full combat gear. Police lines are set up, tons of media, as well as lots of locals who have come just to see what's going on. Lots of helicopters overhead right now.
And what reports are you hearing from police or other officials about the suspects in this shooting?
So police are saying that there are multiple suspects. Officials describe the number as up to three. Mm-hmm. When it comes to weapons, officials said they used long guns, but they wouldn't give any more details than that. The suspects are currently still at large. Information is changing very quickly here.
Are they telling you anything about a possible motive in the shooting? Anything they might have said during the shooting?
No motive is known at this time. It's still very much an active crime scene. Authorities describe the scene as fluid right now. They did say, you know, that they have no information at this point that it was terrorism, but they are describing it as an act of at least of domestic terrorism.
And tell us what you can about the place where this happened, the Inland Regional Center. What is it?
So the Inland Regional Center is a large social services building. As I mentioned, it's just a few blocks from where I am now. A lot of local folks work there. These are centers that deal with, you know, adults with developmental disabilities, autism, things of that sort. Since I've been here at the auto repair shop, we've seen large numbers of people being escorted out by authorities into buses, just dozens and dozens of people being escorted out to safety.
And there are some reports that this shooting happened at a gathering, possibly a holiday party. Are you getting any confirmed reports of that?
Not able to confirm any of that at this point, but there are, you know, lots of folks here concerned and trying to get updates on what's happening as quickly as possible. We're working on confirming that now.
That's Mary Plummer. She's a reporter at member station KPCC. She joined us from San Bernardino. Thanks so much.
Thank you.